Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Robin Sharp. On the surface, this scripture lesson seems straightforward. The Baptist's followers are concerned that more people are going to the other guy to be baptized instead of to John. Of course, looking at the text from our perspective, we know who they are going to, the Messiah, known as Jesus. Throughout his mission, John proclaimed he was not the light, but he came to testify to that light. As the ministry of Jesus was growing, John knew his was going to diminish, and he was joyful about it. I could not help thinking about this at a personal level. As Jesus becomes more central to our lives, we are made new. We are reformed. 1 John 2, verse 17, tells us the world and its desire are passing away, but those who do the will of God live forever. For each of us, that means as we allow the light of Christ to glow and grow within, that which keeps us from fully knowing Christ, sin, must decrease. In other words, the Jesus in us must increase as the I within us must decrease. The end of the poem, "Thou Shalt Know Him When He Comes," by Mark Surrett reads, "But his coming known shall be by the holy harmony which his coming makes in thee." As that holy harmony increases in each of us, how can we not be joyful? Let us pray. O holy harmony, thank you for your dramatic disruption to our lives. As we respond to you abiding in us, we cannot help but be joyous at the new persons we become. During this season of Advent, help us to focus on the ministry of the you and less on the desires of the I. Amen.